My name is Ken Cornell. I was born in Mount Waverley, and early 1940 I volunteered to join the AIF. I joined a battalion in 1940, they were in the Middle East, and just as though coming back from the desert. We went to Greece, and we finished up going right up the top to the Yugoslav border, and we more or less were chased out of there. And on the way back we got word that the Greek government had abdicated and capitulated, and we were told then that it was up to our own battalions to get them out the best way they could. So I was picked out for a rear guard. There was about 30 of us, and we were more or less to take up a position during the day, and at nightfall we were to keep marching, and we'd march till daybreak the next morning. And we'd practically done this for about a fortnight, I suppose, and we got to the coast, and I got evacuated from Greece to Crete on a English destroyer called Rhinoc. It was a AK-AK destroyer. We got on there about 10 o'clock at night, and we were in a room about 8 by 8. There was about 10 of us in the same room, and we told that's where we had to stay. And we more or less made the most of us, and at daybreak the next morning the Germans started air raids, so all we could do was just sit there and we listened to the PA fella telling what's going to happen, you know, and he's telling the crew where the aircraft were. Anyway, that went on for practically every half an hour till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we landed at Crete. And then as soon as we landed at Crete we were told to hurry off as quick as we could, and we went and found a position to go to. We were told where to go to, and then we were told later on that the Germans were going to land by paratroop. So we thought this was just a bit of a joke, you know. But sure enough, about a week or so later the paratroopers did land. But it was quite a sight to see them, the parachutes dropping from the planes, like umbrellas, you know, all different colours. The different colours denoted the different captains had one colour, and the majors, and different colours altogether. Anyway, they landed, and we were chased out of Crete. And we got evacuated from Crete on a British cruiser. We landed back at Alexandria. It was on the 1st of June, I know that. After that we were sent up to Syria, and we were there for about 6 months, and that's when the Japanese bombed Darwin. So the orders were then that we had to pack up, and within about a fortnight we'd packed up and were on our way back to Australia. Landed at Adelaide, had a week's leave, and then straight up to Darwin. We were there for 12 months. Everything seems to quieten down there. Anyway, we went around to the Tablelands for jungle training, and from there we went to New Guinea. It was in 1944. From Ida Peter Wewak, we went around the coast, and something very interesting happened at just beyond Wewak. We were camped on a point of river, Danmap River, and another creek, and this night the sky got very overcast, and it started to rain. And it rained pretty heavy too, and the level of the river, you know, arose quite a bit. But further upstream from us, there was the river had parted, and there was quite a big island there, and the 2nd, 3rd machine gunners had taken up a position there. There was about 30 of them altogether. And they could walk across the river quite easy, you know, to come over the mainland, you know. But anyway, this night it started to rain, and after about an hour and a half of heavy rain, it sort of eased off. And we thought, oh, well, it's over now. Anyway, later on, an hour or so later, it started to rain again. And this was torrential rain. We'd never ever experienced rain like it before. The river rose, and the chaps, the machine gunners on the island, they had no hope of getting over the river back onto the mainland. And all efforts to try and get them off was no avail. So the water just come that high, you know, and more or less all the trees on the island were just blown over or they washed away. And some of the machine gunners, they grabbed trees and tried to ride them down the river, and there was quite a few missing, and there was about seven that were never ever recovered, seven bodies. Some of them were washed out to sea. But it was a terrifying experience, really, for us. And where we were, the water rose. This was about 12 o'clock at night. The water rose to about 4 foot high, and all our tents were washed away, and our equipment was all tied up the trees, and our clothing was jammed in forks of trees to keep them dry. And we went to the highest ground we could find. And we'd never seen rain like it, I don't know, it just seemed to pour down. And sometime during the night, the rain just seemed to ease off, and anyway, we could feel that the water was slowly, going down. Anyway, next morning we had to stay where we were all night, and next morning, well, we had to just clean up the place. All our equipment had to be cleaned, all our rifles cleaned, and our clothes had to be hung out to dry. And it was a bit of a terrifying experience, really. But apart from that, we had some hard times, and we had some good times too, especially when you went on leave. But it was something that you think about, you know, and you think, well, geez, we were lucky, you know, but we got out of it the way we did. I don't know whether there's much more that I could say, you know, but
Where were you for the rest of 44?
Well, this was early 45 when this happened. Mm-hmm. And it was, actually, we went back, the battalion headquarters were back at Wee Whack, and we went back to there, and of course we just stayed there, and then that's when the Japanese surrendered then, and we stayed there, and then within about 2 or 3 months we on a boat coming home. So we got discharged then, and I got discharged about November 1945, I think it was. So I don't know what else you'd like to know about them.
I was just wondering about, you know, when you were in Darwin and the Northern Territory, were there a lot of troops there at that time?
Yes, there's quite a lot of troops. Most of the 6th Divi were up there. When they evacuated, when they brought them back from the Middle East, they more or less all went up there. I mean, I thought, there was going to be pretty hard up there because the Japs had already bombed it in February, I think it was, and it would be about April or May when we went up there, and there's quite a few trips up there in Darwin at the time.
Australian and American?
Very few Americans, mostly Australians. Mostly six Divi fellas that was up there that they brought back from the Middle East.
And did the 6th Division mostly go on to New Guinea? Or?
Yes, they did. Most of them went around through the Tablelands, done their training there, because they hadn't been used to, they didn't know anything about jungle training, because it was all desert really, and it was something new to them, you know, because then they had the training up in the Tablelands, and from there we went up to, we done a bit of invasion training up at Cairns. We was on the West Australia for quite a while, a fortnight or so, and they had, we'd have to, about 3 o'clock in the morning, the siren would go and we'd have to climb down rope ladders and into the barges, and this is all make-believe, you know, that had to attack, you know, different places on the mainland, and we'd do manoeuvres on the Trinity Bay, I think it was, or Trinity Beach, and we'd do the manoeuvres there and then go back in the afternoon onto the West Australia. Actually, I don't know. There's much more, really.
No, that's okay.